The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's Wednesday already. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022, Wednesday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Zita. She entered into the work of service at the age of 12. She was a servant and disliked by the other servants because of her hard work and goodness. She gave away food and clothing to the poor, and in time she won over the members of the household. One day they found an angel taking Zita's place in baking and cleaning. She was also credited with a variety of miracles. Saint Zita is the patroness of servants. She was born in 1212 and died in 1272. Saint Zita, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, we know that during the season of Lent, the Church promoted the devotions to the way of the cross. In Latin, we call it the Via Crucis. But now, in the joy of the Easter season, there's actually a parallel devotion, which was recently developed, called the Way of Light, or Via Lucis. And this Via Lucis includes a reflection on Christ's paschal victory. So instead of the 14 stations of the cross, they use the 14 stations of light. So you'd get things like the discovery of the empty tomb, or Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene, or his appearance to the disciples of Emmaus, and so forth. And you reflect on each one of these different moments, all that have something to do with light. So instead of using the cross as a symbol of the passion, here they use the Easter candle raised up for all to see. Or sometimes they use a glittering icon of the resurrection. So the light in these stations always emanates from the Lord Jesus, who is alive and luminous. Now, Saint John already had spoken about this theme of light in his account, and in particular, it's clear today in today's gospel when Nicodemus comes to visit Jesus at night. And so picture Nicodemus now walking in, dark clothing. His footsteps are unsteady. He's coming at night. And then Jesus astounds him when he speaks all about light. In fact, he compares himself to light coming into the world. Just imagine Nicodemus' mind. I mean, his mind must have been spinning when he heard this. This is what he said. Our Lord said, and this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. And that's directly from today's gospel. So Nicodemus started wondering, why would people prefer darkness to light? So you imagine, I mean, Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin of Jerusalem. He was an educated guy. He had good knowledge of the law. He's a guy with a PhD, and he was, of course, influenced by the intellectual climate of the time. But he knew all the buzzwords and the popular talking points among the elites. But he did not feel comfortable with what some of his confreres were saying. He did his own research in the scriptures, and he heard about the miracles of Jesus. And maybe, who knows, he may have listened to him preach. But some in the Sanhedrin were disdaining Jesus and his followers. He heard them say things like, wow, they're just mere fishermen, uneducated. He's just one of those silly populists that's starting a movement and they don't really know anything. They're fringe. They're a fringe group. What do they know? They should be censored. They should be canceled. I don't know. They're in the dark about the truth. They would have said something along those lines. But now Nicodemus started to wonder, well, who really is in the dark here? And so it's clear that in all our life, we need to live not in darkness, but in light. Well, a concrete expression of that was when I was reading recently about all these terrible horror stories that you hear about with the war in Ukraine. And this week, there was a story about how some children who've been hidden away in these bunkers, how they are suffering from lack of exposure to sunlight. As you know, when our skin comes in contact with the sun, there's like this chemical reaction that produces vitamin D. And that apparently is an important nutrient that kind of maintains our bone health so we don't get brittle bones. And it has an important role in the immune system, the digestive system, the circulatory system, the nervous system. And, well, these children are becoming very fragile in those dark bunkers. They need light. And they even have to risk going outside with the danger of bombs. Oh, we too, we need your light, Lord. Teach me how I can be truly healed by the light of your truth. Well, we saw a lot of this already in the Easter Vigil. It's still fresh in our minds. Remember how we entered into the church? For those of you who went, it starts with a dark church with a hushed silence. And then the fire is lit. And at times, it's actually quite hard to keep the fire burning and alive. I remember a few years ago, I had the joy of going to the Easter Vigil in St. Peter's in Rome with the Pope. And there, it's a massive, huge cauldron with glowing coals and flames. And even at quite a distance, you can feel the heat and the fire. I could feel it against my face. It's really like it's an image of the burning faith of the church coming in there to keep us all lit and warm. Now, this vigil, the Easter Vigil, it's an ancient rite, and the early Christians used it. And I picture them sometimes there in the catacombs, in this damp and musty air, dark and cramped. But then they would light these candles. And it's as though everything suddenly kind of like became clear. And these ceremonies reminded Christians of Jesus' words. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. He said that in St. John. So Lord, you dispel darkness and unclarity in my life. You give meaning to everything. You give clear vision, even if I don't quite understand why things happen. Even if I experience pain and hardship or any real anxiety, I know that you are up to something. You are the light of the world. You also light up my life. You light up even my suffering, my pain, but you also light up my joys. And of course, that flame there with the Easter candle is also reminiscent of the pillar of fire that led the people of Israel through the darkness and protected them as they escaped from this slavery under the Egyptians. So we need to be guided by this pillar of fire, which ultimately is Jesus Christ and our faith in him. Okay? We read in this beautiful passage from The Way by St. Josemaria. He says, there are some who pass through life as through a tunnel without ever understanding the splendor, the security, and the warmth of the sun of faith. the son of faith. It really warms us. It keeps our bones strong because it's a son. Have I passed these days maybe like a tunnel, like working really hard, no time to rest, no time to recuperate, or stressed or worried, or maybe hardly ever reading the gospel to get a bit of light and warmth just from reading the gospel, or for that matter, a spiritual book? Do I maybe calculate everything with mere human vision? We need this light, Lord, and it's true that modern times have seen faith as an illusory light, you know, as a kind of darkness. And Pope Francis has spoken about this in his first encyclical called The Light of Faith, Lumen Fidei. And he says there that there is an urgent need to see once again that faith is a light. For once the flame of faith dies out, all other lights begin to dim. The light of faith is unique since, he says, it is capable of illuminating every aspect of human existence. A light this powerful cannot come from ourselves, but from a primordial source. In a word, it must, he says, come from God. And this is what we must nurture, certainly during this time of Easter. It's what St. Faustina saw when she saw Jesus there in her visions with these brilliant lights, these rays coming from his heart, red signifying the human nature, and then white signifying his divine nature. So it's really, well, an invitation for us to trust in the light that Jesus can give us in our, just in our everyday life. And Our Lady will intercede for us. The Pope in that encyclical at the very end has a beautiful prayer. He says, addressing Our Lady, "Teach us to see all things with the eyes of Jesus, that he may be light for our path." That's a good prayer, right? That Jesus, you may be always the light of my path. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you've communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. Alleluia.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. Alleluia.
I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days! Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is as nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. Alleluia.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. Alleluia.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord.
Let me not weep in vain. Alleluia.
And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sin and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble.
Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. Alleluia.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Alleluia.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Alleluia.
Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor? you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life.
I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God.
Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation to the churches at Pergamum and Thyatira. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Pergamum, write this. The one with the sharp, two-edged sword has this to say. I know you live in the very place where Satan's throne is erected, and I know you hold fast to my name and have not denied the faith you have in me, not even at the time when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred in your city, where Satan has his home. Nevertheless, I hold a few matters against you. There are some among you who follow the teaching of Balaam, who instructed Balak to throw a stumbling block in the way of the Israelites by tempting them to eat food sacrificed to idols and to practice fornication. Yes, you too have those among you who hold to the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If you do not, I will come to you soon and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the victor I will give the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone upon which is inscribed a new name, to be known only by him who receives it. To the presiding spirit in the church at Thyatira, write this. The Son of God, whose eyes blaze like fire and whose feet gleam like polished brass, has this to say. I know your deeds, your love and faith and service, as well as your patient endurance. I also know that your efforts of recent times are greater than ever. Nevertheless, I hold this against you. You tolerated Jezebel, that self-styled prophetess, who seduces my servants by teaching them to practice lewdness and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I have given her a chance to repent, but she refuses to turn from her lewdness. I mean to cast her down on a bed of pain. Her companions in sin I will plunge into intense suffering unless they repent of their sins with her, and her children I will put to death. Thus shall all the churches come to know that I am the searcher of hearts and minds, and that I will give each of you what your conduct deserves. And now I address myself to you others in Thyatira, who do not uphold this teaching and know nothing of the so-called deep secrets of Satan. On you I place no further burden. In any case, hold fast to what you have until I come. To the one who wins victory, who keeps to my ways till the end, I will give authority over the nations, the same authority I received from my Father. He shall rule them with a rod of iron and shatter them like crockery, and I will give him the morning star. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire. I search the mind and the heart.
And I will repay each one as his deeds deserve. Alleluia.
Behold, I am coming soon, and I bring my reward with me.
And I will repay each one as his deeds deserve. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. My dear brethren, there is no doubt that the Son of God took our human nature into so close a union with himself that one and the same Christ is present not only in the firstborn of all creation, but in all his saints as well. The head cannot be separated from the members, nor the members from the head. Not in this life, it is true, but only in eternity will God be all in all. Yet even now he dwells, whole and undivided, in his temple, the church. Such was his promise to us when he said, "See, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." And so all that the Son of God did and taught for the world's reconciliation is not for us simply a matter of past history. Here and now, we experience his power at work among us. Born of a virgin mother by the action of the Holy Spirit, Christ keeps his church spotless and makes her fruitful by the inspiration of the same Spirit. In baptismal regeneration, she brings forth children for God beyond all numbering. These are the sons of whom it is written, "They are born not of blood, nor of the desire of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." In Christ, Abraham's posterity is blessed, because in him the whole world receives the adoption of sons, and in him the patriarch becomes the father of all nations through the birth, not from human stock, but by faith, of the descendants that were promised to him. From every nation on earth, without exception, Christ forms a single flock of those he has sanctified, daily fulfilling the promise he once made. "I have other sheep, not of this fold, whom it is also ordained that I shall lead, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Although it was primarily to Peter that he said, "Feed my sheep," yet the one Lord guides all pastors in the discharge of their office and leads to rich and fertile pastures all those who come to the rock. There is no counting the sheep who are nourished with his abundant love and who are prepared to lay down their lives for the sake of the good shepherd who died for them. But it is not only the martyrs who share in his passion by their glorious courage. The same is true by faith of all who are born again in baptism. That is why we are to celebrate the Lord's Paschal sacrifice with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The leaven of our former malice is thrown out, and a new creature is filled and inebriated with the Lord himself. For the effect of our sharing in the body and blood of Christ is to change us into what we receive. As we have died with him, and have been buried and raised to life with him, so we bear him within us, both in body and in spirit, in everything we do. I am the good shepherd.
I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia.
I shall look after my sheep and seek them out. I shall bring them out from among the peoples and lead them to pasture.
I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God of mercy, you have filled us with the hope of resurrection. by restoring man to his original dignity. May we, who relive this mystery each year, come to share it in perpetual love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday of the second week of Easter, April 27th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord continues to teach Nicodemus at night. And he begins with a very well-known passage from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, love for God is really rather simple, though not necessarily easy. It simply means conforming our will to God's will. If you want it, Lord, then I want it. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Knowing that God loves us with an infinite love is the good news that gives joy and meaning to our lives. And it is the marvelous announcement that the risen Christ sends us to announce to all men. We too can say that we know and believe the love that God has for us. And faced with this love, we feel ourselves incapable of expressing that which our hearts can't manage to feel either. To know that you love me so much, my God, and yet, I haven't lost my mind. All that our Lord has done and is doing for us is an outpouring of his attention and of his grace. His incarnation, his passion and death on the cross, which we have been contemplating in recent days, the constant pardoning of our sins, his continuous presence in our tabernacles, the help he sends us every day. Considering all he has done and does for men, our correspondence with such love should never seem sufficient to us. The greatest proof of this correspondence is fidelity, loyalty, the unconditional adherence to the will of God. In this regard, Jesus teaches us by showing us his infinite desire to do the will of his Father, telling us that his food is to do the will of him who sent him. I have kept my Father's commandments, he says, and abide in his love. The will of God for us is found principally in the faithful fulfillment of the commandments and the other teachings proposed to us by the Church. It is there that we find what God wishes for us. And in their fulfillment, done with human nobility and with awareness of the constant presence of God, we find God's love and holiness. Love for God does not consist in sensible feelings, although these too may be given to us by our Lord so as to help us be more generous. It consists essentially in the full identification of our will with that of God. That is why we should ask ourselves frequently, am I doing what I ought to be doing at this moment? Do I offer my activity to God on starting it and during its accomplishment? Do I rectify my intention when vanity and the thought of what people will say tend to intervene? Do I try to do my work with human perfection? Am I a constant source of joy for those who live or work with me? Does my daily presence among them draw them closer to God? Love is repaid with love, but it must be genuine love, which is seen in specific ways in the fulfillment of our duties towards God and towards others, even when our feelings do not incline us in this direction, and it may be for us an uphill struggle. The highest perfection consists not in interior favors or in great raptures, wrote St. Teresa, but in the bringing of our wills so closely into conformity with the will of God that as soon as we realize that He wills anything, we desire it ourselves with all our might. Love should continue to survive even when there is total dryness, if our Lord should permit this to happen. In general, it is on occasions like this that our relationship with our Lord is purified and strengthened. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, we pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia.
The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia.
I cry aloud to God. Cry aloud to God that He may hear me.
In the day of my distress, I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned. I pondered, and my spirit fainted.
You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and I remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered, and my spirit questioned.
Will the Lord reject us forever? Will He show us His favor no more? Has His love vanished forever? Has His promise come to an end? Does God forget His mercy or in anger withhold His compassion?
I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds.
Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro.
Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints.
You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, You established Your ancient covenant by signs and wonders. But more wondrously, You confirmed the new one through the sacrifice of Your Son. Guide Your church through the pathways of life, that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise.
The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia.
The Lord puts to death and raises to life. Alleluia.
The Lord puts to death and raises to life. Alleluia.
My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God.
I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no Holy One like the Lord. There is no rock like our God.
Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds.
The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes.
The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the nether world. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts.
He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap, he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage.
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered.
The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord puts to death and raises to life. Alleluia.
A light has dawned for the just. Joy has come to the upright of heart. Alleluia.
A light has dawned for the just. Joy has come to the upright of heart. Alleluia.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice. Because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you clothe the sky with light, and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home.
A light has dawned for the just. Joy has come to the upright of heart. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin, once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son to save all who have faith in him and to give them eternal life. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son to save all who have faith in him and to give them eternal life. Alleluia. By the gift of the Father, the risen Christ was seen by the apostles. Let us pray to the Father and say,
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
Father of lights, today we offer you our thanks and praise for calling us into your marvelous light.
To receive your mercy,
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son. May the efforts of mankind to make the world more human
be purified and strengthened by the power of your Spirit.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
May we be so dedicated to the service of others
that the whole human family may become a pleasing sacrifice in your honor.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
At the dawn of a new day, fill us with your mercy,
that the whole day may be a day of joy and praise.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Join Father Rocky and Relevant Radio listeners in a pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help Saturday, May 7th. It's a 21-mile pilgrimage. It starts at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere, Wisconsin, finishes at the only approved Marian apparition site in the U.S., The Walk to Mary. Find out more at walktomary.com. Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.